I don't know what to do anymore. The banks put my house up for sale with two children. I've become homeless and roaming the streets. Paramus won't be coming for another month. Even if he wanted to come sooner, he couldn't. They're not like us. Nothing can
Niloufar
help me
is
anymore.
My friend from my university days. I hadn't seen her for many years. She's changed a lot. Her eyes
what
didn't have
do?
That sparkle
my
anymore. There was something
rude.
That was making everything difficult for her. It was obvious she was dealing with a lot of problems. Whenever she used
you
to talk about her dreams on campus, no one would
can
go to class. But
to
now...
Point?
How much do you owe?
60 million.
Niloufar, that's not a little at all.
Yeah, it's a lot. But I only need it for a month. Aranas will be back in less than a month. His salary is several times this amount. I don't know how I'm going to get through this month. Never mind me, but my children. How can I tell them they'll have to live on the street?
Look, Niloufar, I've got 53 million term
You're going
under
to
my
give
account,
it to me.
Okay?
I'll
no,
never forget
no, hold
this
on
kindness
a second.
Of yours.
One second, just hold on. Look, me and Farzad went through 1,000 different hardships over the years in order to be able to save up this money. We wanted to invest it,
right? It's just for 1 month, Shiva. If you like, I'll even pay you back
no,
with
no,
interest.
No, 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 that's not what I meant. This is everything that we've got.
I know, Shiva. Just for 1 month.
I don't know when we started to lie, but it just won't let us go now. It's somehow become a part of us. It's as though something's missing from us, if it's not there. I don't know why, no matter what happens, we revert to the past. May God protect this country from enemies, drought, and lies. If I'm not mistaken, this sentence was said by Darius Archaemenids. Well, does it mean we even lied way back then? How far does lying go in our history? Has it always been there right from the beginning? Where does this need come from? You don't even have children and your husband divorced you. Why do you need so much money?
I don't want it to become like this.
You didn't? What did you mean you didn't? You sat right here and told me it's for a month, just a month. Your 1 month's become 6 months now.
I swear I didn't want it to be like this, Shiva. Many others before me had placed bets on that site, and when they've won, the site would pay them the money. I won too, but they didn't pay me any money. I went over there and there was no one there. There were many others besides me who had put money on the site. The site was a fake. If this hadn't happened, I would have paid you back double your money, Shiva.
You were placing bets with my money?
I promise you I'll come up with it.
Hello.
Hello, my son. Nima, why do you look like this?
What's wrong with me?
Did you come back from a war?
Don't give me a hard time, Mom.
Hold on a minute. Why is your shirt collar torn?
It got caught on something.
Where?
On my back's hands.
Nima, you got into a fight?
In our school's workshop. We had a model of an ancient inscription.
Okay.
It had a lot of Archimedes soldiers on it.
And?
Nothing.
Nima?
It fell and broke.
Well, did you break it? Because if you didn't break it, then why do you look like this? Why did your collar get caught on Babak's hands, hmm?
Because Babak broke it.
Well, then what's it got to do with you?
Because I'm the only one that saw him break it. If I talk, he'll beat me up. If I don't say anything, they'll expose someone else.
Nima, who is this Babak? Why are you afraid of him?
He's a bully. He's really big. This was just a little warning.
Look, darling, a person has to always tell the truth, okay? They should never be afraid. They should always tell the truth, all right, darling? You hear me?
Even if the truth tears a person's collar?
Nima, well then what are you saying? Around? Did you write it, darling? Now put a dash. Attention. And before.
Shiva, dear?
Yes.
You remember the money that we put in the bank, right? Well, if you don't mind, I would like to lend it to one of my friends for a few days. The poor guy has requested a loan, but it'll take a few days before he gets it. And then once he gets it, he'll immediately pay us back. Look, I'm only asking because he's really in a bind. You don't mind, do you?
When did you want it for?
Tomorrow, I think.
Right, shipping mall. I mean shopping mall.
Why did you close the book?
Mother, are you feeling all right?
Fine. Go ahead, write, darling. Did you write detention with two T's?
Shiva, dear.
Where? Go ahead,
Shiva,
write
dear.
It. Put a dash.
Look, you don't need to worry at all. I know him. He's a really good man, and he is trustworthy. I promise you.
Yes, fine, darling. Write down, sometimes. Come, Nima, don't write it so large, darling. Write it properly. Put your dashes properly as well. Write sometimes. Food products. Write it with good handwriting.
Dad, it's getting late.
I've been late for school 3 times this week.
I'm coming, son. This is my last bite.
Farzad, hurry up, dear. Hurry up.
Oh, shh, 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 shh. Hello, Amir, dear. Hi. I'm stuck in traffic. I'm on my way. Yes, yes. Hey, what the hell's wrong with you? Oh, no, I wasn't talking to you. It's just, I don't know who gave them a driver's license. The guy just cut me off. I'll be at the clinic in 2 minutes. Just 2 minutes. Yes, yes. I'm on my way now. I'm coming. Let's go, darlings. Let's go. He comes late every day himself, and now that I'm a bit late, he keeps calling me. I didn't really lie. I was outside. I mean, my face was outside. And there is traffic. I saw from up here that there's traffic. Oh, come on. There was traffic. I promise you. Let's go, kids. We're late. Oh, we're really late. Let's go. Come on. Let's go.
Go ahead. Hurry up.
Hurry up. Hurry up. Goodbye.
Goodbye, darling. Goodbye.
Huh? Shiva, dear, let me remind you one last time. Don't forget the bank. I need the money tonight. Thank you so much.
All
Thank
right.
you, love. Bye. My darlings, what's wrong with the two of you?
We're sulky with each other.
Oh? How come?
I prefer not to talk about it.
Well, if you're sulking with each other, why aren't you talking with Daddy then?
Well, we're not in the mood for it.
What happened? Tell me so I'll know.
Dad, why are people forced to do things?
Forced to do what, darlings?
Forced to do things they don't want to do. Things that aren't good.
Have you done something bad?
Not me.
Nima?
I still don't know yet.
It's not really bad, is it? Go ahead and tell me what's happened.
Have you ever told a lie before?
I have.
A lot?
Not a lot, but it has happened sometimes.
How did it happen?
Well, in the moment, I thought that I was doing something good, but then later on, I regretted it.
How come?
Look, darling, when a person lies, it means that they don't believe in themselves. They don't believe in who they are. It's possible for everyone to lie sometimes in order to get the things that they don't have, and sometimes it's worth it, but most of the time it's not worth it at all. Do you understand?
And then how can a person tell if it's good or bad?
Ah, look, conscience. No one's conscience ever lies to them.
When does conscience come?
It's always there, my girl. Sometimes it shows itself to a person.
I wish it always showed itself, especially to Nima.
Did you say something again?
Oh. Come on, Nima. You still haven't told me what you've done.
Let me consult with my conscience first.
All right.
There are times when a person would like everything to go back to the past, that it goes back so far that you forget the present. There are some moments that never pass. Never. Hello.
Hello.
Why are you so late? I thought you weren't going to come. How much is this?
5 million.
What about the rest?
What can I do? I can't come up with 50 million in a matter of hours. You have to give me time.
What am I going to say to Fasad now?
I didn't say I won't give it to you.
He needs the money tonight, do you understand?
Well, for now, you can just tell him something and calm him down until I can figure out how to resolve the situation.
What should I tell him? How do you want to resolve it?
I don't know. Tell him that you've invested it somewhere and you can't take the money out all that easily.
And then he won't ask me why I didn't tell him last night when he mentioned it?
Well, tell him you were tired and you couldn't tell him. I don't know, just say something like that. You know what you're doing?
Not as much as you do.
If you don't make it so hard, I'll take care of it. Now go and bring some tea for us to have together, please.
What is it? Why are you sitting
nothing.
Here? Nothing. What's happened?
When you try to be funny, you're not funny.
That's obvious.
No, nothing's happened. Why are you so happy?
I got a dorm room.
Oh, that's great. Great. Shadi, hold on a second. Look, can you do something for me without asking me why?
Depends.
Just don't ask and do something for your sister.
God have mercy on me, say it.
All right, look, go to Dad and don't tell him you've gotten a dorm room. Tell him you have to rent a place.
For what to happen?
So you can get some money from Dad for me.
Well, why don't you tell him yourself?
Well, I don't want him to ask me.
Now, what do you want the money for? Well, shouldn't I know what it's for?
No, you shouldn't. What difference does it make? Can you do this for me or not?
I can't. I don't know how to lie.
What do you mean you don't know how to lie? You have to know how to lie. Can you even live your life if you don't lie? Take me for example. If I hadn't told a lie, if I knew how to lie, I wouldn't be stuck in this situation. If I was able to lie, I wouldn't be in this situation now. Just do something for me, okay?
All right, I'll tell him.
All right.
But I doubt that he'll agree to it.
We'll do something to convince him. Shadi wasn't able to convince Dad. Dad said he didn't have any money to give her, and even if he did, he didn't want Shadi to live alone. Until that day, I have never lied to Fasad. Fasad tells lies himself sometimes, like the first lie I ever heard from him. If he hadn't told that lie, this family might not be together at all right now. It was several years after we'd gotten married when I found out that Fasad was engaged to another girl before me, and they had gotten very close to getting married. But for various reasons, they broke up with each other and he came after me. But on the day they came for the proposal ceremony, they said something else. If they had told the truth, there's no way my dad would have given his consent. And then right now, Nima, Sara, Fasad, none of them would be here. Thank God that Fasad didn't tell the truth that day.
Good night.
Good night, my darling.
Good night.
Good night, my darling.
Shiva, dear.
What?
Why are you so quiet tonight?
Nothing, no reason.
You don't want to tell me?
No.
No?
No, well, nothing's happened for me to tell you.
Well, if there's anything upsetting you, then you would tell me.
No.
By the way, did you get the money?
No.
How come?
Look, it's just, we can't touch the money. It's not in our hands right now.
Huh? What does that mean?
Well, I invested it. I invested the money.
Huh? Where?
My house is on the second floor, and the third floor is the one that me and Shiva bought together.
Yes, yes. It looks good on the outside. Can we go and see the inside of it?
I don't have a key right now, but I can make arrangements for us to go and see inside some other time.
Yes. I never would have thought to do such a thing in 100 years. Niloufar, I always had faith in Shiva and the things that she does. I'm sure that this money will increase several fold. I'll go and bring my phone to take some pictures.
Who does the house belong to? Why do you say stupid things? Do you have the key for us to come and see inside tomorrow? Who does
Calm down. Do you want to do something so he finds out? The owner of it is in Canada, and he won't be back until the end of the year. The keys are with the janitor, and I'll make arrangements for us to go inside and see it, so you don't have to worry about Farzad anymore.
What if he gets suspicious?
Turn around! Turn around and look at me! Get closer, get closer. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1, yes!
Nima? Nima? What's that in your hand?
It's a ball.
Where did it come from?
It's a present.
From who? Nima, who gave it to you?
Babak.
You lied, didn't you? Your friend got expelled and you got a ball.
It wasn't because of that, Mom. If I had told the truth, I would have gotten beaten up by Babak and his friends.
What about your conscience? Getting beaten up is a lot better than lying.
Why are you saying that, Mom?
Nima, I'm very upset with you. I'm definitely going to talk to your principal.
My poor brother died because of a little lie. It had been a long time that he'd been unemployed and was looking for work. When a good job opportunity presented itself, in order to get the job, he was forced to say that he's a swimming champion, so that he'd get hired as a lifeguard. When he was a child, he splashed around a little bit in our dad's small pool. So he figured that he could handle it, and he jumped into a 4-meter pool. By the time they realized he can't swim, he had drowned. God rest his soul. He had lied so much about being a swimming champion and all the various medals he had won, that he actually started believing that he really was a lifeguard. Sometimes you repeat a lie to yourself so much until you believe it. That's true.
Yes? Farzad? What happened?
Nothing. I've come with my friend. He's in the car now. That friend of mine that I told you would be getting his loan in two months. Well, his landlord threw all of his things out of the house, and they're stuck on the streets with all of their things in a moving truck. So I figured that since our house is empty, they can go and live there for 2 months until he gets his loan.
Well, we don't know them, if they're good people or not.
Come on, he's in criminal investigation. Can you find anyone more trustworthy than that?
Look, it's just, I need to give Niloufar a call first.
Hurry up, look, just do it quickly. That poor guy, the more time passes, the more money he has to keep paying the moving truck
all
and
right,
the workers.
Okay. They've come with their furniture.
Yes. No, they haven't come here. Right now, he's sitting in my car, and I sent his furniture to our apartment with the moving truck.
Where?
To our own house, our house.
Oh.
Hurry up already, hurry up. I'll go and check on him.
What am I supposed to do now?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? They can go and stay there for a while until your neighbor comes back.
It won't work. We have a big problem. He came back last night.
Who came back?
My neighbor. He's come back.
What the hell am I supposed to do now?
I don't know, Shiva dear. Just come up with a line. Take care of it somehow.
It won't work. What am I supposed to say?
What am I supposed to say right now?
What do you mean, what are you supposed to say? It's your fault.
I'm really sorry, Shiva, dear. My husband's here and I have to go. I'll call you back later. Goodbye.
Hello? Hello? Niloufar? Hello?
Shiva.
Oh.
What happened?
It's just, the truth is, look, it won't work out.
Oh? What's that mean?
We had to give the owner of the apartment another 55 million, but we didn't. And then he said he wouldn't put the house deed in our name until we've given him the money. And he said until he's put the house deed in our name, he won't give us the key.
Is there a problem here, Farzad?
No. It's done. I'm taking care of it right now.
No, I don't want to disturb you.
No way. Don't say such things.
No way. It's no trouble.
Then I'll be waiting in the car.
Oh. Oh no, the poor thing with a wife and two kids stuck on the street, his furniture and a moving truck. What's he supposed to do now, Shiva?
Give me the ball!
Give me the ball!
It's mine! Come on, give it back!
Lying is like a snowball that keeps getting bigger the more it keeps rolling. By lying, we're not hiding the truth. We're just delaying when it will be revealed. It would be much less trouble if things were revealed when they should have been.
Give it to me! Give it back to me! No, give it here! Come on, Nima!
Hold on!
It's mine! Give it to me!
Give it back!
Come on, I
want to
play too!
It's my turn!
Let me kick it!
It's nothing, Shiva dear. Keep doing what you were doing. It's just a glass. I'll bring the broom and clean it up myself.
Come on! Tell me!
Why are you doing that?
What's it
Play
to
nicely.
You?
None of your business.
The police called me and told me to shut down this road and make a checkpoint here.
What's
what do
his
you
phone
have
number?
To say?
Tell me so that I can call him.
Dial 125.
125 is for the fire department.
110.
Mom?
What?
Why are you upset?
197.
Nothing. Your dad's late and I'm a little bit
198.
Worried.
It's all right. He must be stuck in traffic.
Why doesn't he answer the phone?
I like to play too. No!
Oh, Dad's home!
Hello there, Farzad.
Hello, Farzad.
Hello, hello.
I hope you're well.
Thank you.
I feel really ashamed.
Please, sit back down. There's no need for you to feel ashamed.
God bless you.
Please, sit down.
No.
Where were you? Why are you so late?
I came on a motorbike.
Did the car break down again?
You know how traffic rules.
He has 30 million.
Green means go.
Look, Shiva, an apartment is better than a car. The prices keep going up day by day. Nelufa can come up with the other 25 million, and then we'll go to the registry office together tomorrow, and you give it to the owner, sign the documents, get the key, and it's done with.
You sold the car.
Now can I?
I already told you. The apartment's more important than the car. Now, I'll go sit with him for a minute. It looks bad like this.
You sold the car?
I'm going to catch your car.
I'll buy one, darling. I'll buy another one.
I'm going to be the policeman.
Yeah. Ah, why did you sell the car?
Oh, no. Oh, no, they're getting away. It's a car chase.
Look, I'm talking to you. Why did you close
this place?
Shiva? Why are you sleeping here?
Nothing. No reason.
Did you get into a fight with
Farzad?
No
way, what fight? Where are you going?
I'm going out with the guys to pass out flyers for our play.
What time is it?
6:15.
You're going out at 6:15 in the morning?
Yeah, I'm going to have some calepache first.
All right.
Now, why are you sitting here?
Sit down. Don't laugh. Why are you laughing?
You've never told a single lie in your life, and then all of a sudden you tell all these lies and made up for all of those years all at once. Now we're even.
I already feel bad enough. You don't have to make me feel worse.
But sister, lying has its own rules. It's no joke. Look, the first rule about a lie is that you have to believe it yourself first. The second rule is that you have to string your lies together in a way that they're airtight, otherwise it'll be given away. Most important of all is the third rule.
Oh, man, forget about it. You don't need to tell me.
You'll have to tell him everything.
I can't. It'll be really bad.
It'll be even worse than this.
But you just said when you lie, you have to believe the lie yourself first, and then you have to string them together, and I don't know.
Now is the time to tell the truth. You don't even know how to lie. When you lie, this is what happens. Look, I mainly just don't tell the truth. But sometimes the only thing that will save you is the truth.
Yes? It doesn't suit you at all to be saying these things, you know?
That's what one of my problems is. When I tell the truth, no one believes it.
But, look, it's really, if I go and tell Farzad now, everything will be ruined.
Is everything all right now?
No, you're right. Yes, but it's really hard.
Don't make it even harder.
I closed my eyes and told Farzad everything. I don't know how the words kept coming out one after the other. With every sentence that I said, it was as though a heavy burden was being lifted from my shoulders until I was crying so much I couldn't talk anymore.
I'm completely in shock. Oh. Why didn't you tell me from the start?
I thought you'd get angry. I didn't want to upset you.
Well, right now, I'm both of them together.
I thought to myself I could handle it. Look, I had good intentions.
Yes, yes, I know. You had good intentions. You wanted to prevent a family from becoming homeless, but like this? Like this? With all these lies? Look, don't upset yourself anymore. That friend of mine said that it's been some time that he's been investigating these things, these gambling sites. He said that they go and create a site that would look like a gambling site, which itself is illegal, and then they get full access to the person's account, go in there and take all of the person's money. Then he said that they'd arrested some of them. Now maybe they'll be able to get some money back.
Farzad, do you hate me now?
Huh? Are you crazy?
But we lost everything we had.
So what? Don't worry about it. It'll come back.
What if it doesn't?
Well, if it doesn't, we can worry about it then. There are many things in life that are so much more important than the money that we lost.
Hold on a minute. What happened?
Did you get into an accident, son?
No.
Then why do you look like this?
Did Babak beat you up?
But who is Babak?
Oh man, why did you ask so many questions? These bruises will heal soon. What's important is that my conscience is clear.
Farzad, come here. Don't go.
Let me
just
go and see what happened. Why does he look like
Forget
that?
Get it. I'll explain it to you.
Oh.
Farzad tried for several days to show that he's not upset. He didn't have the heart to distance himself from me, but he didn't know how he could gradually forget about this matter. Niloufar brought me a part of the money, but she was still upset that we went to her house with a police officer.
Shiva, dear?
Yes, I'm here. Is this for me?
Ah, do you really expect to get a gift from
me? No.
This is for Nima. You said yourself that we have to encourage the children to tell the
You're
truth.
You're right.
Yes, isn't that right?
Yes.
I don't want him to do what his mother did in the future.
روشونه تو خورشید و ما هم خون